Luff, an architecture firm that specializes in sustainable and green development. It has many awards to his credit. He's also a professor of architecture and urban design at the Université de Montréal, and a frequent collaborator with us, especially with Mr. Bornstein on the Cura and on our project. So thank you very much for being here, and thank you for introducing our speaker.
Thank you very much. It's a real honor to be here. I want to first thanking TICIT. They have been one of the sponsors to bring Salvador Rueda both to first Vancouver, now Montreal. As I am both a half-time professor at the university and a half-time partner at Luff, the other third half has tried to start an Urban Ecology Agency of Canada that is modeled around the Urban Ecology Agency of Barcelona that Salvador wanted to call the Urban Ecology Agency of Europe, but as I found out, but in the end it had to go down to Barcelona for now. Salvador Rueda is a unique individual. Vikram Bhatt introduced me about 31 years ago to Balkrishna Doshi, one of India's most amazing, impressive architects. And if you've ever had a chance to hear him speak, he's a philosopher first, an architect third. He's actually a philosopher first, a humanist second, and then he's an architect. And I would put Salvador Rueda in the same category. He is a philosopher first. His heroes that he studied under, Ramon Margalef, famous ecologist, biologist in Spain. Others may know more carefully the ecology of the mind, and Gregory Bateson, another, again, holistic thinker. He's trained as a biologist and a psychologist. He went back to school to take certificates in expertise in energy, water, waste. But what I've been searching for myself is a framework to understand the city and how to make a lifestyle that's sustainable instead of a building or a neighborhood on a kind of an urban design level alone. I don't think we can design our way out of our headaches that we've created through the Anthropocene era. I think it's really understanding how we live and the model of living. And this is really, it takes really someone who can combine the skills of understanding ecosystems, understanding the psychology of the mind, connecting the human with nature instead of one or the other. And this really is his strength. So when I met him in 2006, he had already been working for 15 or 20 years on this challenge. And he has developed what I call an intentional model, which really tries to take all the ingredients. He deals with capacity, complexity, efficiency, and social cohesion, and he looks at all these indicators and the synergies amongst them. And this work is very unique. One of the frustrating parts is you will only get a 45 to 50 minute taste, and it won't be enough. And so I invite you all to show up very early next Tuesday at the Université Mariano to give another lecture for an hour, a public lecture. I will make sure, Amy will make sure the poster goes to the right people here so that everybody knows where it is. And there he will again go back to the large holistic thinking model. He spent 6 hours straight talking in Vancouver last Saturday to one of the smartest crowds of 40, 50 researchers, professors, doctorate students, and it took about 6 hours to understand complexity and how this model was formed. Today we won't get that, but we will get a beautiful taste through the super blocks, Super Manzana, in Barcelona, which will give you a slight insight. Besides all this, I think Salva is sitting in a very unique position. His agency is not controlled by the city, not controlled by the private market, not controlled by the consultants, not controlled by the community activists, but the respect of all four of those groups. And that makes his work unique. Even the fifth group, the researchers at university, are partners. He has over 200 relations with university researchers. And he connects all this together, sitting in the middle, because it's really about the applied research to real case scenarios that has been driving his office and his practice. And his generosity to come here out of his crazy life to North America for 2 weeks, and anybody who wants to partake, and there's a special Wednesday here at Thompson House. We have to register with Amy or Lisa. We'll make room for whoever wants to be involved. We'll look at energy and the metabolics of the city, using again a case study in the Wellington Bridge neighborhood, working with the city as we try and build the momentum to create the urban ecology of Canada. So,
thank you very much, Danny. Thank you for inviting me at this
occasion. I want to ask you comprehension, because my English is not very good. But I think it's enough to explain some ideas, and you can understand that I want to say, okay? Well, the super block is an idea that I thought in 1987. But in Barcelona, we have three in this moment. And perhaps after the new mobility plan, we will have all Barcelona in super blocks. It's approved, this plan, in March. But we'll see, because the politics are the politics. And this idea, I think, in this moment is possible to apply and develop. The context before is not possible to do this, because the car is very, very important for all people. But I think it's possible today. The superblock is one of the tools of the new ecosystemic urbanism that we built in our urban ecology agency in Barcelona. It's one of the tools because we want, and it tool is rebel that like a cell of a new functional model for our cities, and also at the same time with a new cell for a new urbanism. We apply our criteriums and characteristic of our ecosystemic urbanism into these cells. Thank you very much. What is a super block? It's a very easy, theoretical is very easy to understand this. And you can see how this cell allows us to connect and integrate all the aspects that you need in the new approach related to the sustainability in the information era. This is the current model. The cars go through for all the streets. And this is the new. It means we want the traffic only go for the periphery of this polygon. This area is about 400 or 500 meters side, okay? Inside of this area, we won't make the revolution. It's a radical approach, because we wanted to change the uses and the functions for the 70% of the territory, okay? And inside, the vehicles can go in, residence, delivery, in determinate hours, the services, urgence, even the people or the cars that don't have permission to go in normally. But our tools, our system is connected with a central office, and if you need to go in, you connect with this office in the super block. I need to pick up my mother, or I need to buy something, no problem, you go in, okay? But the important is no through, and the sense of the streets don't permit, don't allow to go through the super block. The super block is an area of 10 kilometers per hour, not more. 10 kilometers at the end of the process. At the beginning is 30. But we want that the people don't have any impact in the implementation of these new super blocks. 10 kilometers per hour because of of 100 accidents between a car and a pedestrian, 5 die. And we won't change the uses inside of the super block. And we want the children can play inside of the super blocks. And 30 kilometers per hour don't want, because we don't want our sons and our children die. Okay? This is one of the theoretical aspects where the main objective or goal of the car is go through the city the most quickly possible between from one point to other. For example, if I want to go for this street very quickly, I find 7 lines with other cars that they won't make the same thing. We have in this case 49 problems of frictions, okay? And the city with blocks with 100 meters of side is a problem. Is not collapsed, but quite. In the other case, we only have 9 frictions, only 9. And we don't have these intersections. And the speed is reduced when you need to manage the movement of the cars in each cross, okay? This is the current mobility model in Barcelona. A mobility model is only the percentage of the travels for each mode of transport, okay? And we want to change this current model for this other. This is approved in March, the last March. And we want to increase the number of users of public transport in 3.5. But it means about 200,000 new users of public transport, okay? At the same time, we want to reduce 21.1% of cars in circulation. It's a lot, but it's the unique possibility to reduce the air pollution below the limits, the low limits, okay? Below 40 micrograms per cubic meters of compounds, azote compounds and particulate matter, okay? We need to reduce this. The companies and the institutions and the all the organizations that the car is their objective put their hands on the head because it's a lot, 21, okay? But in our case, in our metropolitan area, death prematurely about 3,500 people per year for the air pollution, and only 22 for accidents. Then it's necessary, absolutely necessary, to reduce the air pollution because is like a war. Then, this is the proposition for Barcelona. This is the super blocks in our city. This is 400 for 400. It means the cars go through the white lines. The other is free of cars, okay? 70% is a lot. But we obtain the same traffic services, it means the same speed of the traffic, only reducing 13% of the cars, not 21. 21 is a environmental variable. For traffic, we only need to reduce 13. If the politics allow us to change some sense of circulation of the five main streets, only 8% we need. 8% and we obtain 70% of free space, free of traffic space. Okay? But this network is comes after we design the bus transport, the new bus transport. Is not the car our inspiration. It's the line of bus transport like this. It's the same practically, okay? This I explain more with more detail Tuesday, this network, this new network, but today I need to say something about this new network. This network has 28 lines, only 28. is an orthogonal network. Without diagonals, is always vertical and horizontal lines. 28, and currently we have 84. We reduce a lot the number of lines, but the connectivity is the same, is better than the current network. The people who has a stop bus a less of 300 meters is better 30,000 people more is in connection with the buses stop in this new network. Okay. It work like the naval battleship. It's very easy. Children of 7 years can understand this network, because a network in this case is when mentally is a network, like a metro networks is always a network. If you see or look at Montreal bus network or Barcelona bus network, it's impossible to read this incredible mess. At the end, people have it seems spaghetti dishes. And people have a piece of spaghetti that they know, or maximum two, but is his spaghetti. It's very important. But I propose change this spaghetti for a golf. Golf?
Wolf.
Waffle. Waffle, because you can eat all. You need know where is the north. No, in our case, the mountain, the sea, and the two rivers. If you know these orientations, with one transport, you arrive always at destination. For two places at your destiny in the 95% of cases. Okay? The frequency, the current frequency in the current network is 14 minutes average. But the peripheria is 25, 30, or 40 minutes. In our case, with this new network, all people have the same services. It means between 4 to 5 minutes with the same number of buses, okay? Because we reduce from 84 to 28. It's very easy. And the most efficiency network in a city is an orthogonal network. Always, this is this demonstration was made for Ildefonso Cerdà in the Champagne in Barcelona. Okay, and all people. It means the equity is for all people. The service is the same, and the accessibility also is very important in our cities. Okay. The new network is the bicycle network. The blue lines means the existing cycle lines. The red is the new that I propose. If you know Barcelona, some of the red lines are with an slope not permissible for a bicycle, normal bicycle. But in this moment, I think all the cities are looking for what is the best electrical vehicle for their city. And for us, is the electrical bicycle. Is the best for what reasons? First, because don't pollute it, don't noise, no noise. It spend a few energy. It's comfortable because you don't need wet to the work. In our case, it's very important because we have a climate more hot than you, okay? But even in our case, it's refreshing because you don't need to make effort and you go with a speed that refreshes you, okay? One variable important in this case, in this discussion, is in this reflection, is the engine is stopped above 25 kilometers per hour. It's very important for safe the people. In Barcelona, the number of motorbikes is very high. It's one of the most higher places, cities in the world. The number of motorbikes in use every day. But it means in Barcelona the 4% of travels each day. But the accidents, death accidents, or very brief accidents, the 35% is involve a motorbike. And that is a lot for us. Okay? Of these 22 people that death in Barcelona, the majority are motorbike users, and we don't want have these scores. We won't reduce because our plan won't reduce in all the cases the accidents and the number of deaths and grief accidents. Okay. The unique problem for us is there are a lot of people who stolen the bicycles. In the plan, we look for what is the best solution to reduce this bad of all the aspects that I explained. This is the bad. The only is good. The others are good. You can see in this map the places, the pedestrian places for Barcelona. Pedestrian streets and, in several cases, streets with an sidewalk very, very big, okay, wide. Quite 75 hectares. With the new approach, we have this. More than 7 million of square meters go pedestrian, okay? But it's not the best word, pedestrian. You can see after. Yeah? But my compromise is made to do for only 2 million of euros. I have a contract to do this. It's difficult, eh? But it's only with signals. Only with signals is possible to do this. Signals, and we change some sense inside of the super blocks, and all work perfectly, and the cars go around the super blocks and go through and don't through inside the super blocks, etc. Okay. When we have investments, we can change also the urbanism, the sections, and the platforms inside of the public space in the super blocks. Okay. 7 million of square meters perhaps is one of the most important recyclable project in over the world, and we don't need demolish any building. It's very cheap, very, very cheap. Okay, in the case of the bus network, the cost to change the current network for the new is only 12. Millions of euros is nothing. The new amplification of several lines in the current metro network, okay, and also a new metro line, the 9 metro line. The investment for doing this, suppose 10. I need to think in English the number. 10,000 milliards of euros. 10,000 milliards without financiation. Attention, perhaps a double. To arrive at the same scores in terms of users, 200,000. User more in the bus network and the new metro network. Okay? Then I think it's very important to do clever projects, and cheap it is possible. Okay? Well, The superblock is also the basis of ecological ecosystemic urbanism. Okay. I explain. No. Perhaps the most important reflection about the superblocks, because in this case we have that the quite unique right in the current situation is the movement. You are a pedestrian, a user of public transport, or driver of a car, or bicycle. But always movement is a mode of transport, you know? When we talking about of the different users of mode of transport, in the city, we are a pedestrian, a driver, or at the end, at the maximum, we arrive to be pedestrian. But there's a mode of transport. We are pedestrians in our city, not more. And our interest is to change this idea. Because we want to change the pedestrian for citizens. What is a citizen? A citizen is a person can develop all the uses and functions that the city allow him. Okay? I need the children playing in the streets, in the public space. I need the economical interchange. We want uses the public space for culturals or sports or all that the city allows us, okay? And this is the other approach. This is that we allow change from pedestrians to citizens. In the new approach, the public space is more public space, because at the end the city start to be city when we have public space. Attention is not the same in the suburbia. In the suburbia, the public space doesn't exist. It's urbanism. It's different. It's urbanization. Because in these places, happen nothing. Only the car goes through to arrive to the dwelling. But it's crazy to thinking of these places with economical interchanges. No. Because it don't have the mass critique between people and legal entities working together. Okay? We always looking for to have cities, not urbanizations, not suburbia. Okay? It's very important for us, because the suburbia spend a lot of land, a lot of energy, a lot of pollution, a lot of noise, a lot of water, a lot of all is not sustainable. The main important fortunes in Spain are living in the Castellana, in the center of Madrid. Okay? It's not 5 minutes? Perfect. Okay. For me, it's very important, this idea. Eh? In the urbanization, perhaps we have... Always we have buildings and a street, but it's not city. In our case, the mobility plan and public space plan allow us to change several aspects related with the squares, new squares, and also make more greener our city. How many people have been in Barcelona? Wow. Then you know the Gracia district, not? The Gracia district has several places like this full of people. Always, okay? And this is one, Plaza del Diamant, Plaza del Sol, a Square of Sol, a Square Villa de Gracia, or a Square North. The first has 1,600 square meters, the other 1,500 meters. 2,000 in the case of the Villa de Gracia, or 1,800. Well, the square, the cross of the squares in the Eixample fabric has quite 2,000 meters. After that, with our plan, we can obtain 120 new squares, and with signals we have this without money. Okay, 23 hectare, new hectares that we can make this green. Or I want to implement it in summer. Swimming pools, because it's very hot, Barcelona, okay? And the biodiversity increase also a lot. This is the current situation, the linear trees in all the streets. It's good, but we won't change with the ecosystemic urbanism approach to have three layers, three levels related with the all the variables, but in this case the green variables in particular. Okay? And I can explain this in one of my lectures. The next week, I explain something like that more intensively. Okay, I want explain only two ideas. One of them is this idea, very 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 simple. The little pilot super block in development in this moment in Barcelona has 5,500 people. Okay? If we compare this number of people with a village, a little city, very known in our country, in Catalonia, like Vieja. How many people have been in Vieja? Nothing. Nobody? Yeah? Ah, perfect. Perfect. You can explain more than me, eh? In English. In Spanish, not, eh? Well, Vieja is very known because it's a ski place, very important in Spain. And it has less of people, of the little, the most little super block that we choose in our transformation of Barcelona by super blocks. But if you know, Vieja has all the facilities that you can think. Equipments, okay, etc. This is 11,000 people in this 25,000 people, and I arrive off here, okay, from here.
Really just a snippet, eh? It's not fair. They say there's public lectures at McGill, University of Montreal, the city, so you can contact Amy or Lisa if you want to somehow find time next week. It's open for 10, 15 minutes of questions. Really important to give you a chance to hone in on any particular subject. Please go ahead.
You taking Barcelona from the present to the future. In doing so, would it not be good to look back at the original plan of Barcelona, how sophisticated that quadra itself was in imagining to arrive to the present day? Because a 110-meter grid, which was conceived with a core which was hollowed out and you work on the pyramid. It's a very similar original grid which created a very sophisticated city and which had many of these elements which we are talking about, which you're trying to now rescue.
Yeah. In the case of Eixample fabric designed for Cerdà, in the inside of the blocks, he thought the green. 50% for Bill, 50% for green. But you know, different local laws destroyed this idea. We have recuperated some of these insights of blocks, but it's very difficult, okay? And we want incorporate not only these parts, also the public space with this idea. Okay, and multiply the surface dedicated to other uses. In the case of Cerdà plan, he reserved one third for build, one third for green, and one third for mobility. Easy, okay. But in our case, we won't reduce the space dedicated to the mobility and multiply the surface for other uses of build and mobility. Okay, this is the question. The Le Corbusier designed a plan for Barcelona, for me a crazy plan, because destroyed practically all Barcelona. But he thought about the super blocks in the Masia plan, okay? I don't know this plan before I wrote my book, Urban Ecology. Then where I want to explain all the plans for Barcelona. And when appear this, I'm very happy because I wrote the book in 1995, and I proposed the super blocks in the 87. I'm not an architect and urbanism. And then when I arrive at this conclusion, I'm very happy. But other people, other authors, develop this idea, but it's very interesting to integrate not only the mobility and the public space aspects. In our case, we want to introduce all the variables related with the urbanism, all.
Just quickly, two small points connected to that. One is the entire ground floor is conceived as the legal entities. In other words, the complexity of the city, whether it's commerce, institution, public space, within that whole ground floor. And it's interesting, on another lecture, you'll hear about the importance of complexity, where 20 to 30% of all of the, compared to the volume of residences, must be dedicated to this, which is the five-story building in Barcelona and the entire ground floor being 100% related to legal entities. The second thing is, Zelda, there was a wonderful exhibit by Joan Busquet in 2009 where Salvador has a chapter in the book, and that is available, I'm sure, here at the library if you want to better understand the whole subject. Next question.
It's just a comment that the super block has a history in modernist architecture and planning, and it has a bad name in North America. When it was tried in the modernist era, post World War II, it served as a model to destroy the traditional city fabric and replace it with very large blocks with lots of green space. So in a way, I want to warn you that if you talk about the super block in North America, some older people, yes, will say,
yeah.
Where are we going?
We have after that also?
No, after that. After that, we know that you're working with an existing, yes, city fabric, of which the first characteristic is a very fine grid.
Okay.
And not a super block of empty space.
Okay. We hit that point in 2007 when we were working on Rockcliffe Project in Ottawa with Ken Greenberg and Luis Kuhlhara, and it was a clear miscommunication. Go ahead.
Who resists this? So, who? Resist. So what has been for the three pilot super blocks?
Okay.
How have residents responded? How have taxi drivers responded? How have drivers? How have merchants? Who doesn't like it, doesn't want it? Who's fighting?
At the beginning, always the resistance of the chains is high. In the case, the first super block, we had manifestations. And the second also. And the second also. We need 85 meetings. Because in the second case, in Gracia, we built a proposal very well participated. All the institutions, associations signed. Perfect. But in that case, one company go in fear because they thought the trucks go in to their company and connect with several garage and car repairs and start to say the residents can go in of super blocks, and this inflamed. After 85 meetings, night meetings, we start in the same pond at the beginning. And they are agree, and they are very happy in this moment. Okay?
So once you figured out how to communicate that there was access, but that it was not a thoroughfare, but that yes. It was, you could get into the businesses.
Because this, because of we, I want to show something to resolve these questions. He's not here. Sorry, he's a. Yes.
It's only a little bit larger.
We need to, after the experience, we know a lot. We know how we can implement this without problems. If appear one interested in go against the project, it's very easy. And it's very difficult to change these projections, these perceptions. Because after that, the credibility of the administration is very, very low. And when somebody say something different, is more important than this information that the information that the administration can oppose. Well, this is it's very heavy, and this is the approach for implementing the super blocks in an area in the San Martín district. Okay, this is the cross. This is the super block, and 400 meters. We have the other cross, okay? And this is, in this cross we have the place for transport between the new network buses, okay? the public bicycle for make the last meal, the taxis, in this case is the motorbike, electrical motorbike to sharing, sharing motorbikes. We have here the alternative of the cars in the main crossing of the main principal streets, or the main streets for traffic. Okay, and this is the section. You can see this bicycle, two lines for cars and one for the bus. This is the first step. Inside of the super block, we want to make real the 30 kilometers per hour to become this space. How? The first section is at 50 kilometers per hour. The next inside is 30 kilometers per hour, and the bicycles go in both directions. This is a real situation if you want to reduce the speed of the cars. Okay? In this case, it's only horizontal signals, because in this case we want the pedestrian don't need to go around of each cross. It means quite 15% more of distance. Okay? And we want also that these islands allow the flow of the main streets go without interruptions and frictions. Okay? This is inside of the super block, and like I said before, the cars go for this, go in and go out, but they can through. In this case also, okay? But at the end I have a new square. Eh?
I think we're going to have to stop there.
Yeah?
Just about last light.
Last light and the second, two more. The first is the cross between the main streets and the inside the streets. Okay, we change the pavement, we change the section, okay? But we have, at the end, the same uses. But it's important because the sections inside change a lot. Okay? Change a lot. In this case, is the cross. This is the place that we want to put the swimming pool. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks again to Paise. Very special thanks to Lisa, who's involved in organizing the Gill's component for this workshop. And as I said, please.
So again, if you want to,
thank you very much. Thank
you. There's been some announcements that have gone
thank
out.
You very much.
If you want more information, you can come.